Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon.
Hello and welcome into the soul of business on Money FM 89.3. My name is Melissa Hyag. Joining me today to discuss why the future is looking brighter for social enterprises in Singapore are James Tan, Managing Partner of Quest Ventures, and Elfie Othman, Chief Executive Officer of RAISE, which is a collaboration between the Ministry of Social and Family Development, National Council of Social Service, Social Enterprise Association, and Tote Board to develop the social enterprise sector in Singapore. Gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, let's start with Elfie, okay? Elfie, tell me more about the kind of challenges that social enterprises here had to face during the pandemic, and maybe some are still facing, you know, these issues. And how did your organization help them overcome these challenges?
Yeah. Once again, thank you, Melissa, for having me and James in your show. Well, it's just a bit of a snapshot of us, of who we are. I mean, this is basically an ecosystem builder of social enterprises. We established ourselves in 2015. Fast forward 7 years for where we are now. It appears that things are looking good. The sector is getting more vibrant. We see more younger founders. And we are able to even attract conventional capital owners like James to come into the ecosystem to give a boost up in terms of having them scale to the next level. To your question, what are the challenges that social enterprises face during the pandemic? I see it's no different from any other enterprises, be it small and big. There were challenges during the COVID-19 pandemic. It's well documented, so there's no need for us to do it all over again. What are the challenges? But I'm more inclined to kind of celebrate a why in terms of, you know, they can, you know, be very sustainable to be where they are, still operational. I mean, there are assistance, typically from the government, the job scheme, the job wages scheme, and various initiatives by the government really help them. And we do, through our Stay United program, also help them a fair bit. Mm. But I must say, the big difference here is the resilience of the social entrepreneurs, the founders themselves, which sometimes go unnoticed. We forget that behind the scene, beyond the assistance that we can give, in the lonely nights and Saturday afternoon that they have to serve or, you know, sweat it out, those are actually the real reason why they are still alive. So, you know, we can only do so much to help them. And I mean, that is still useful, but let's take a step back and actually acknowledge that it is the founders themselves that actually is the main reason why they are still where they are now.
So if you're talking about more support and help for these social enterprises, you know, we have to talk about this latest partnership you have with Quest Venture. Maybe let's bring James in, right, to the conversation. It seems, okay, social enterprises don't work for profits alone, or rather their priority stakeholder would be those people they seek to help, right, rather than shareholders, right? So it seems to me almost counterintuitive, right, that a venture capital company, you know, would actually join in the fray to take part in some initiative involving social enterprises. Please correct me.
Melissa, thank you very much for inviting us on the show. We are a venture capital firm, as you rightly pointed out, but we also believe that profits and purpose are not mutually exclusive. And so the partnership that you mentioned, Sustainable Impact Accelerator, is the result of really growing public support for social enterprises and an urgent need for us to scale the impact of the solutions, like what Elfie said, powered by two organizations that really are aligned in that founders are really the one that drives the organizations. And what we can do is to provide a little bit of bump, a boost along the way in terms of capital, in terms of mentorship. And hopefully this accelerator is a springboard to help them scale their businesses and therefore their impact.
But give us a bit of history. How did RAISE, how did Venture and RAISE get together in the first place? Who approached who? Who asked who out first? Who would like to go? Elfie or Elfie?
It is not by the quick and dirty way. We don't swipe left or swipe right in terms to find partners here. But what we did was it kind of developed over the years. We have a small portfolio. We do make investments. We fund our social enterprises as well. And over the last few years, we realized that beyond a certain level, and we have a small team, and we do not have the necessary expertise and network to bring our scalable social enterprises to the next level. And I'm very mindful of that over the last few years, knowing that that's not our core strength, and therefore needing to work with partners. Now, as you're aware, there's many VCs in town. I need to be a bit selective, and VCs who have to be very, you know, at least they kind of align to some of the, you know, impact objectives that they have in their mandate. And over the years, I think James got to know more about us and the ecosystem, and therefore I managed to somehow, or we managed to come to a bit of a consensus on how we should do this. Of course, something has to give. You know, profit and purpose can coexist, but we are learning as we move along. But in genesis, I think we know there's some alignment, and our SRA, which is the social impact accelerator, is the first platform that we think that, you know, let's go to the next level and do something about it. Of course, we have bigger plans. This is something that you know, we have in mind, but you know, that's how we started. You know, it took time to get to know each other's expectation and manage each other's expectation, but eventually we managed to pull it off.
Maybe a quick question to James would be, how do you get the funds to back this program?
So I think just to expand on what Elfie said, I think we are very lucky to have this opportunity to work with RAISE. RAISE has been giving out grants to support social enterprises in their initiatives. And so what we have done is to work with some of these existing schemes, repurpose them with social matrix measurements and investment criteria and so on, and to hopefully drive these and social enterprises not just to think about the social impact that they're doing, but also to become sustainable as a business and even grow well as a business. So there you have it, two organizations coming together to hopefully do some impact.
Who will benefit from this program? I would think the direct beneficiaries would be social entrepreneurs.
The profiles of entrepreneurs that we're looking at include those who are already running a company that has proven revenues, enthusiastic users, a very clear intent or track record to integrate human-centered social impact. And from a venture capital side, we hope that they have the potential for year-on-year growth, double-digit year-on-year growth over the next few years, and definitely have intentions or plans to raise an institutional investment round to just double down on their impact that they're making and within the next 12 months.
So am I hearing correctly that there's a possibility that those who are just starting out new social enterprises without a strong or lengthy track record at this point in time may not be eligible to be considered for this program?
If they have compelling business idea and a very attractive impact to address, especially those on the emerging and areas of need, namely say mental health and aging as an example. So we do. So it's just like any portfolio, you need to balance out. You need to kind of spread your impact, in this case, a risk profile as well. You know, we do anything that is stable to something that is very exciting, but of course with a bit of high risk. So we hope to have, you know, a combination of both. But at the end of the day, the fundamental is still the same. It has to be sustainable, it has to be scalable, but the impact has to be beyond the usual, you know, do no harm, but instead to be intentionally doing good, and has to be a substantial percentage of the idea of your business.
So I reckon the approach is similar to how the sort of rigors one might have for a regular business, right? Except for these businesses have, you know, a higher calling, rather than, you know, just looking at money. Okay, you know, we love examples because it really will bring to life, you know, what you're doing here. Do you have an example of any company, any social enterprise that you have worked with, that has really benefited from this program?
The one that we have won, of course, the SIA, we just kick off and we are in the midst of finalizing the participants to this program. But the one that RAISE has, and as a good example, is from, we found them from startup to where they are, it's been acquired by a listed company. It's Jagami.
Jagami.
Jaga as in the Malay word, Jaga, to take care. And me as in, you know, so it's basically an on-demand nursing aid platform where, So those are the early days we fund them, and then subsequently, They move into the next level, they need money to scale, and it was acquired by a listed co. Now, what's the impact? The impact here is they give subsidies to people with a trust card holders that actually demand the need that they have subsidy, and you know, so but very mindful that the business model cannot take more than 20% of their top line. So this is good enough for us as long as they are being consistent to the impact year on year.
Do you have targets set for social enterprises selected for this program?
For this program, the target is, I think we believe that we are looking at 10, but this is the first round. So we hope to have 10 social enterprises.
Yeah, but do you guys set targets for the social enterprises if they were accepted?
Yes, we do.
They have to achieve a certain level of whatever KPIs, you know, that are agreed between the two of you.
Yeah. Okay. Besides the business KPI, which speaks for itself in their financial information, the impact target raise is a membership body. So they actually have to renew their membership year on year. And when they do the renewal, we'll revisit the target to see have they achieved what they intend to set upon when they wanted to join to become a race member. So the target, we use the magic number of 20%. So if you want to become an inclusive employer, it has to be 20% of your workforce. If you want to give subsidy to those in need, you have to have at least feel the pinch of 20% against your top line. Now, we understand that cannot be achieved from day one. It's a work in progress. And therefore, we would like to monitor the intent and maybe give them a provisional membership as a start.
Okay. But what about James? From the point of view of Quest Ventures, how else are you involved in the program for these social enterprises?
We are involved from a commercial angle, make sure that while the companies are doing good, they also have at the back of their mind a sustainable business model that allows them to continue their impact. I mean, there's no point having an impact when the company shuts down.
Right.
So, and not just that, but to grow well. If they are able to grow well, they can raise more funding and they can scale their impact and get to a stage where hopefully they can become another Jagami.
Yeah, that's true. Actually, good intentions do not always guarantee success, right? Yeah. So, Alfie, what other plans does Race have in the pipeline for the rest of this year or maybe in the next three? I prefer to look at next 3 years.
Clearly, we have shifted from a sector developer when we started this. Sector developer, i.e. within our social enterprises community, we have to move into an ecosystem builder. And in doing so, we have to entice other ecosystem or other sectors to come into our sector and build an ecosystem. For example, large MNCs. So we have always in touch with the folks of DBS, Johnson & Johnson, Singtel, to see how they can bring into the eco, bring their expertise and their name into the ecosystem. And above all, I think what, you know, like any other businesses, social enterprises need capital to scale. And therefore, we need capital owners or capital managers like James to be in the ecosystem as well. So our SIA is the first angle of how we're going to engage private capital owners or managers like James. Both us and Quest have an intent to eventually set up a impact fund that will invite our other investors in the form of GP and LP so that, you know, they can basically post the accelerator program. That's another source of funding for them to be scaling up. So those are our immediate plans as far as building the ecosystem is concerned. But business as usual, we'll still develop the sector, the social enterprise sector, make sure there are more for them that they are scalable and therefore investable to others.
So for the social entrepreneurs who are listening to us right now and are interested in this program, how do they get in touch?
I mean, you can go to Race website or Quest website. I'm sure that's enough.
Okay, so either
pointers to point them to the right. Yeah.
Excellent. So either one will do, right?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Hey, thank you so much for the good you're doing. Even though you're not directly in social enterprises, you are supporting this ecosystem and we are all grateful to both of you for it. Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. We've been speaking with James Tan, Managing Partner of Quest Ventures, and Alfie Oldman, Chief Executive Officer of Raise. We thank both for the time, the information, as well as their dedication to this cause. I'm Melissa Hyatt for the Workday Afternoon. You are with Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.